Water cannon and tear gas have been used by Polish authorities to drive back migrants at their border with Belarus. Thousands of cold, hungry and desperate people are stuck, pawns in a political crisis that's escalating between the European Union and the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko. The EU accuses Lukashenko of manufacturing the migrant crisis as payback for sanctions against his regime. In a moment, we'll test the evidence for that and find out whether Europe has failed too. But first, Rachel Mealy on the grim situation on that border.
While the political battle plays out, desperate people are caught in the mix.
We've been living in the migrants' camp for 8 days now. It's very cold here. We're on the Belarus-Poland border. We all came from Iraq. I want a better life for all my family.
This man is with his wife and three children. They've travelled from Iraq in the hope that better life might begin in Germany. But now they're stuck at the border with EU member state Poland in freezing conditions. They can't go any further and they can't turn back.
We came here with our children and the youngest one is 6 months old. We're so tired. We have no energy left, no food, no patience. We can't do it anymore. We're calling on everybody and anyone who can help us.
That desperation and frustration reached its peak when refugees stormed the border and tried to advance into Poland. They were turned back with water cannon and tear gas. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is on the Belarusian side of the border.
Well, these are Polish water cannon, and they're being employed because around midday here on the border, on the Belarusian side, migrants started throwing rocks and bricks and branches towards the Polish forces. As you can see, it's a scene of chaos which is continuing here, and it feels very much like a pre-planned provocation. It's quite hard to breathe because pepper spray has been employed too. It feels like a provocation. It seems as if a decision has been taken on this side of the border to try and exact a response from over there, from Poland, from the EU. As you can see, more water cannon being used.
EU nations accuse Belarus of encouraging migrants from countries like Syria and Afghanistan to cross illegally into the European Union in revenge for Western sanctions imposed on it for human rights abuses. Belarus has repeatedly denied the accusation, and President Alexander Lukashenko has hinted that he's in talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel to broker a solution.
As I have told Merkel, the problem is if we don't save those people, we both lose, both Belarus and to an even bigger extent the European Union, which didn't let the refugees through to EU territory.
He says Angela Merkel has asked him for more time to discuss the situation with her European Union counterparts. But Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was scathing of Poland's tactics in the latest border scuffles.
I think the water cannon and tear gas and shots over the migrants' heads towards Belarus, all of it reflects a desire to hide their own actions.
He says Russian President Putin has been in contact with the leaders of Germany and France about the crisis.
Rachel Mealy with that report.